Good morning and welcome to this week's The New P&L to the Point, a very special anniversary episode. This week, we celebrate our two-year anniversary of The New P&L Principles in Leadership and Business podcast series. So we're going to use this episode to discuss two of the key takeaways that I've learned from this amazing experience so far. Just before I do that, I'm going to start by setting a little context. In the last 2 years, we've published 154 episodes of The New P&L. We've hosted nearly 130 guests on the show, produced and published 44 of the new P&L to the Point episodes, facilitated a half a dozen roundtables, and each month we're listened to by thousands of business people, leaders, employees, and entrepreneurs in nearly 80 countries right across the globe. We've covered dozens and dozens of important topics and trends in business that impact on purpose, principles, and leadership, and offered our listeners, via the wisdom of our guests, literally hundreds and hundreds of insightful recommendations, observations, strategies, and business tactics. And I'm so incredibly proud of what we've achieved to date, and even more excited for what is to come over the next few months and into 2022, which is set to be a milestone year for the show, some of the details of which I will be announcing in the coming months. This podcast, The New P&L, started just with an idea and an aspiration to create something great and to create a movement, a global movement for more principled leadership and more purposeful business. But it started with little else in the way of resources. But it's gone on to grow in just 2 short years into something I'm incredibly proud of and we can all be proud of. In a world of over 2 million podcasts, we sit well within the top 5% of podcasts globally in terms of download and streams. It's an incredible achievement, and everyone listening and anyone who has ever listened to The New P&L has played a role in this achievement through your support, through your advocacy, and through your belief in The New P&L movement. So in today's The New P&L to the Point, I'm going to discuss two key lessons I've learned over the last 2 years. And it's worth saying at this point that there are so many things I've learned in the last 2 years. I could do a mini series on all the mistakes I've made, and I could do a major series on all the incredible insights that have been delivered and given to me by my guests, colleagues, and listeners. But that's going to take a lot more than the 10 minutes we have for this format. So in keeping with The New P&L to the Point format, I'm going to focus on just two key points for today. Firstly, one of the key themes that's come out of many of the conversations with guests over the last 2 years, and also features in many of the keynotes I now deliver, is what I refer to as a well of resilience I believe many of us have built up inside of us through the professional and the personal turmoil of the last 18 months. And The New P&L is no different to any other business in this regard. I've also had to find a well of resilience within myself and within the business over the last 2 years. Because launching a business anytime is tough. It takes resilience and it takes tenacity. But launching a business just before a pandemic and then trying to grow it in the middle of one has meant finding and hanging on to a level of resilience even I, as a somewhat experienced entrepreneur, wasn't sure I had. And there have been huge highs and lows on the entrepreneurial journey over the last 18 months to 24 months, and there continue to be, and will most likely be for some time to come. But it is remarkable how much resilience you can find within yourself when it is needed as a business person. Entrepreneurs have to believe there is a better tomorrow coming. And as corny as that cliche sounds, it is true and it is critical. There is so much blind faith needed in entrepreneurship because the evidence in front of us in that moment, in many moments, tells us otherwise, but we just have to hang on to something, find that thing or that person or that evidence that will pull us through that moment and into a better tomorrow. And so many people I've spoken to personally and professionally in the last few months have been, quite rightly, very proud of themselves for the depth of their resilience, the well of resilience they have discovered and uncovered within themselves. And I firmly believe that this well of resilience will serve us well as we slowly emerge from the worst of the pandemic over the coming months, if we can just recognize it and then harness it to underpin our mindset and our business moving forward. And the second lesson I have learned is around curiosity and creativity. And when you think of all of the lessons I could talk about today, the focus on curiosity and creativity might seem marginal. but it's a really critical aspect and a really key lesson I've learned. And actually, the role of purposeful creativity and curiosity in business is one of the keynote topics that I currently present on. And one of the points I make in those keynotes is that we have to be intentional about curiosity and creativity in many moments. There is a real need for us in business to intentionally stop in that moment when you have an idea or you see or you feel or you hear the inspiration or a concept, and you need to capture it, record it, curate it, and revisit it. And over the last 2 years, I've become far more disciplined about the way I capture, curate, and revisit the ideas that come to me through the things that inspire me or that I am curious about. And in part, the reason for this more disciplined approach is because the whole concept of the new P&L itself came from being disciplined about creativity, capturing that idea when I had it years ago, recording it, and then continually revisiting it from time to time. And then about 5 years after I'd initially had that idea, the idea of the new P&L and the idea of a podcast came together 2 years ago. And the new P&L, Principles in Leadership and Business podcast series, was then launched. And with the new P&L podcast and the new P&L Brand Purpose Institute, I have truly found my own professional purpose. But I would have not found my professional purpose had I not been so purposeful about curating my creativity and my creative idea in that moment, now 7 years ago. The idea of the new P&L would have drifted away quietly, like so many other ideas do every day. So it taught me a really important lesson that within each idea, within the genesis of each idea, or the lump of clay that ideas are when they first arrive, could be the essence of something transformational, something life-changing, like the new P&L has been for me. But if we don't capture them, don't curate them, don't give them a chance to grow, we will never know. Because creativity rewards you for your discipline. It rewards you with a record of your creativity and your inspiration that you can take forward, reshape and remold when you need to or you want to. And some of those ideas, singular or a blend, will turn into something amazing. And so many ideas I've had for the new P&L, even over the last 2 years, like the new P&L to the point itself, have come from being disciplined and intentional about creativity and curiosity in that moment, capturing, curating, and revisiting. Research in recent years has suggested we have over 6,000 thoughts a day. And if we just captured and curated two of those thoughts every day, just two ideas, just the two that you think are best, that's over 730 ideas a year for your business, for your life, for yourself. And in the middle of those 730 ideas will be something truly transformational. But if we don't capture them, we don't curate them, we don't revisit them, we will never know and experience the transformation that even one of those ideas can bring to our professional or our personal lives. So, those are two key lessons I take away from the last 2 years. The well of resilience that I've built up and can now tap into and harness, and the need to be intentional and disciplined about creativity and curiosity in many moments. These two lessons have formed the basis of the first 2 years of the new P&L and will now underpin its future as well. They are two of many, many lessons that I've learned over the last 24 months. But they are two critical lessons to the success of the new P&L so far, and definitely the success of its future. Just before we go, I want to dedicate a moment, a final moment, to say thank you to you, our listeners and advocates, for all of your support that you've given the new P&L over the last 2 years. I also want to say a thank you to all our guests, nearly 130 of them, all of whom have inspired me in some way, often in many ways. And the collective wisdom in the first 154 episodes of this show is immeasurable. It's nothing short of incredible. And I owe that to our guests, and I owe that to our listeners and our supporters. And to our sponsors, our supporters, our friends, and our suppliers, a huge, huge thank you for all of your support for me and all of the work you do to keep the new P&L show on the road. The road has been a very bumpy one at times, especially commercially, but you have kept faith in us and in the movement that we are striving to build. And I'm very grateful to our friends, to our families, to our supporters, to our advocates, to our sponsors, and to our suppliers for all of the efforts you make to keep the new P&L movement growing. And finally, I would like to thank Phil, the new P&L's producer, graphic designer, audio engineer, ideas soundboard, and confidant. You have been instrumental to the success of the new P&L over the last 2 years. Without your dedication, without your professionalism and commitment to the new P&L, it would be a shadow of what it is. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed the new P&L to the point today, an episode that celebrates 2 years of producing and publishing the new P&L Principles in Leadership and Business podcast series. I hope you've enjoyed the lessons that we've discussed today. The need for us all as business people and as individuals to draw into the well of resilience we've built up over the last 2 years and to be more intentional about curiosity and creativity in many moments. As always, if you've enjoyed listening today, I invite you to leave a review or to rate us. We are very grateful for all of the reviews you leave, and it makes a massive difference to us. Finally, I'm Paul, host of the new P&L To The Point. Thank you once again for listening to the 2-year anniversary of the new P&L. Have a great day and speak again soon.